We saw that. And Ali Rabbah, Birka Yosef, the last man of Choshla. No one holds that way. V'arayash, Hebrew and Arishalmi, Kam Kalef Figur Sosenu, Kamagro, Docha Rayosim and Arishalmi. They changed the gears. Remember that? From Ain to, if you remember, that was 180. I am Besukha Dav Beis, Shemivshe Pshita Lu Legmar, the Mutu Lassus Machit Shal Barzel, Avshas Lassacha Behen. Hochen am ein Bier, agwa yira de tamacha yesh al never shloch, shlis chathila shal rassus de fanas mi dava posel sachat, kmed mit darai, so why? For this war alayim baskach, vahayna lefish masha hiskimu kam achronim leel besim tarkat, siv zayin, tel chathila yesh loch, shal das aposkin, the rash brother ran the das arif, ein ma midim, haskach, bedover aposel, the sachat ben, gzera shim yavu le sachat behem, im lo be osan, shayin shkiach le sachat behem, au osan dein psulin, le sachat ben rak, bedrabonim, to buy hay lo gozu habben im lo de yamet kundes in bekano seha shal suka taras aschach shi shama midim aschach ze lo khul yam shorg is be gemod af khafaf mit beis ay in sha is the bi allah the problem is
did he write the brackets
I think so
then when it says without a rip that would mean then it's not
from the rip right? Well the ran understood the rip that way
right.
Okay. So now, Rabosai, let's take a look over here. So we have these make by the Rabbonans. Okay? Take a look on Mishnah Berurah Siman Tov Resh Chof Tes Sifkot and Chof Hei. He says, with the Sharatzi and Memtesis, Yeshama Shemekabel Tumim B'Drabbonon, the Dumb of the Beis Kibul, Valkein Ein Laniach Morim Ragreifal Aschach Lachziko, etc. So here he is worried about Mame B'Drabbonon Mekabel Tumim B'Drabbonon. Here in Bir Alocha, he's saying in Daf Tov Resh Lamed, he says if it's B'Drabbonon, it's okay. Right? See the bracketed statement. Im Lo, Neim Psulim Aschach B'Drabbonon. Depend on Gozru. So here, when it comes to Mam B'Dovel, Kamal Tumad Rabbonon, he is Mekil, Tafresh Lamed. Tafresh Choftes, he's Machmir, Astira. The answer goes back to the Ritva that we saw yesterday on the screen. What did Ritva say? Remember that? A distinction between what and what? A Gzerad Rabbonon and a Ritid Rabbonon. It was a Gzerad Rabbonon, it's called a Gzerad Gzera. So it's okay. That's what he says over here in the Bir Halacha. He says, What? He says, Drabona means over here, means Xera Drabona. Whereas in Tafresh Chav Tes, Sivkot L'Chav Hei, he's talking about a Din Drabona. Right. That's what it says. That's the distinction. Fine. So it's Makabel Tuma with Drabona. That's in Sivkot, that's Chav Tes. He's called over here, Preferish. Somebody is. What he says, Mekabel Tumah B'Drabbonon. That's a Din D'Rabbonon. Whereas over here in the Bir Halacha, he's not discussing that kind of a case. He says, Ein Psulim Esachman Rak B'Drabbonon Demand Lo Gozru Lamed Zegzera Lekzera. That's the distinction which we saw. That's what we saw. Fine. So far, so good, Rabosai. This answer we already saw basically in the Ritva. I'm going to give you two more sources that we talk about this. One is called the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. I told you I'm going to give you this page number so you can look it up for yourself later on. It's page Kuf Samach Dalit. Quotes the Bir Halacha, Ritva. And he says, Wait a second. He says, the Bir Halacha is against the Mishnah Berurah. Right? So the answer is no. Ein la'at derak psul gzeirat rabbonim ki gzeiras chavila, which is the example of the Ritva. For lo b'shivrei kelim she'som k'schach posel rabbonim. This is what it says. Now, the Bikurei Yaakov disagrees. In Sivkot and Yud, I brought that here too. The Bikurei Yaakov says, find the field. That when it comes to the Rabbonans, they were not gozer. Doesn't make a distinction between what we said until now that not all the rabbanim are created equal. It's a gzera the rabbanim, we call it a gzera the gzera. So then the rabbanim there's room to be more maker. Okay, here we go. This is the right place. I'm reading from the same Hirchos Chag B'Chag. He says as follows. This is again page Kuf Samach Dalid. Makes that distinction. Amen the Bikura Yaakov. He says Siv Katan Yud. Cause of B'Pshitus. Shlo Asu Lahame B'Dava Shepsulim Adrabbanan. Tavik Zeru L'Gzeru. All the Rabbanans. Now, let's say it over here. I don't think it's Yud. I think it's a mistake in print. Second. Oh, this is in Sifkot and Yud Dalet. That's where it is. There he says. But if something is not as makabel tuma de rabbanon, it's gzera le gzera, and therefore it can be makel. Even as makabel tuma de rabbanon, that's not really called a gzera le gzera as such. He does not make the distinction which we just saw based upon the ritva and based upon what we said the sefer hilchos chag b'chag. So the Bikur Yaakov does not seem to accept this distinction. He seems to be machsha even. And what about Shivrei Kalim? Let's open the Gemara and see why is Shivrei Kalim a problem. Rabbi Osai, give a look. Tes Vav Amud Beis. Is it a Gzeira or is it a Din Derabbanan? Not the same, right? Take a look in Rashi. Tes Vav Amud Beis. Right, the Gemara is Bibloi Kalim. Right? It says Rashi. So the Kuri Yaakov says in Sifkot Yudal what I just told you. Now, so there's a problem over here. Now, Rabosai, truth is that even, so there's a fascinating distinction, which is take a look, Rabosai, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Ches. Chaf, Reish, Chaf, Tes. Does that make sense? Take a look. Sifkot and Ches. Right? What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? What does it say? It says, Afilu Nishbru, Shul Nishav Bechem Shia Kabbalah Stuma. That's what we just saw, right? Didn't we see the Gemara, Rabbi Osai? Right over here. On Daf Tes Vavim at Beis, Rabbi Ami, Sikha Bibloi Kalin Psula. The Bera Golik suggests. He says over here, Mema Derav Ami Shom. Just read Rav Ami says so. Tetzvavim in base. Says the Mishbruch Ches. Kevin Shepam Achas Hayru in the Kabbalah's Tuma. Gozu Bem Chachomim Shulisacha Bem Leolam. Ochain Osona Kalim Shafilu Bishle Musan Loyos Makabim to Melamed Rabbanon. Im Nishbru Mutal L'Sachek Bahen Prima Godam and Bikur Yaakov. Why? Again, what? Gzeira L'Gzeira. Right? The Makabo Tumah D'Rabbonah. They're also broken. Even if the rice, the Makabo Tumah D'Rabbonah is broken, it's only D'Rabbonah. But it's a Gzeira L'Gzeirah. So Paskins and Mishnah Berurah Simitov Reish Choftes Sif Katan Ches. So I saw, it's an interesting question over here, that the stipula. And Kilas Yaakov talks about this. I have it here. I'm okay. Simon Yud Zayin, Sifkot and Beis. Hold on. Simon Yud Zayin, Sifkot and Beis raises this question. Hold on. Oh. Prima Gonim says, as I told you, Dovah Shein HaMekabal Tumah Elam Midrabonah Lo Pasinah Mishnah Shorim Shlem Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, Tafresh Chav Tesef Kot L'Ches, as we just saw. Aval Kli Gomor Shek Shu Sholim HaMekabal Tumah Midoraisa Posa Prima Gonim Es Shvarov Hed L'Sachek Bo Ve'en L'Hamed Ve'en Esasukah, as the Bikur Yaakov quotes in his name, Sifkot and Yudalim. Says the, well, let me just, I like to show things inside. I mean, at least the ice cream is from inside. Here's my Bikur Yaakov, Sifkotan Yud Dalid. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can find the exact quote. Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in Eshel Avraham says not to be somek l'srach on a daf rachav dalid in the Surah. It's a chumi yaseira, says the Bikur Yaakov. End of Sukkot Yudalim. Keva nipsul daf rachav dalid schach en lemid rabbonon mishum gzeira stikra. Hav l'gzeira l'gzeira. Uli in the sachach mishever kli mikli shein el mekabal tumim rachav rabbonon. Kosa biyasa b'mshitus shein kpeda mitam zeh. As I quoted from him earlier, and Sifkot and Gimel, we quoted the Prima Godim, who said that if it's a, he also doesn't hold from Gzeira L'Gzeira. So what's the difference in this Gzeira L'Gzeira and that Gzeira L'Gzeira? That's his kasha. What do we find there, Rabosai? Mishpat Zov on Sifkot and Hay. That's what he quotes it from. Mishpat Zov, Sifkot and Hay, and he quotes the Mishpat Zov, Sifkot and Chesu quotes it. So he has a steer in the Prima Godim himself. So he asks the Bikur Yaakov at the end of Sifkot on Yudalid and Simon Tov Reish Chav Tes. And I have the stipler talks about this. Let's go slow, okay? I'm reading again for the Kilos Yaakov. Simon Yud Zayin Os Beis. Os Beis. So the Kilos Yaakov is a very interesting idea. Fascinating idea. Listen to this. Listen carefully. Amazing idea. Uvemes, he says, the Prima Godim is Shver. It's a gzeiro l'gzeiro. Mekabal tumah midoraisa. Hoi nisim midrap b'shevrein ele midrabonam. When you're a hamid b'hen, it's a gzeiro l'gzeiro. What the Prima Godim is saying, if you're a mamid b'shevrei kelan d'rabonam, that's a gzeiro l'gzeiro. You know what it really is? It's a gzeiro l'gzeiro l'gzeiro. Triple d'rabonam. Why? Mamid is d'rabonam. Right? Mamid is d'rabonam. Mekabal tumah midrabonam. And it's broken, it's d'rabonam. Triple the Rabbanan. So he's off by one. But Sarachim. Ulai das the Prima Godim. Listen carefully. The Me'acha Shagaz, you'll show the Hamid, but the Makabal Tumma. Mishim Shemi Yavul Asacha Bank, it appears Rashi Varambam Zal. Right? Why can't you be Mamid? Next thing you're going to use that thing itself for Schach. Vichain Gaz, you'll show the Sacha Bishavrein, Shemi Yavul Asacha Bishlemim. If you use the broken one, you're going to use the complete one. Ushnei agzeiros lemigda milsa shlo yavol esachem bedavim mekabel tuma. Both gzeiros, right? Rabosai. Both gzeiros. What? The din of maimin and the din of shivrayim. Kula kachad gzeiro. Uvechlar gzeiros ushlo hamer b'shivrei kelim shemiyamid b'kelim shleimu kshiyam b'hem shema yavol esachem. It's one big gzeiro. But davar mekabel tuma derabbanon posel esachem. Ain't a mishum gzeira shem yovel esachem mekabel tuma midoraisa. Ela memela posel de meyachas shechazal noslo din kabbalas tuma. Harayhu midrabbanon schach posel mitzan atzmo. V'lo mishum shem yovel esachem mekabel tuma midoraisa. Mishumachi nigzo gam b'shevrei mishum shem yisachem behen kshem shleimim havlik gzeira l'gzeira v'duk. Abosai. You know what this is? Exact opposite of what we said before. Before we said, how did we start the shiur today? This is where we ended yesterday. The Ritva said, what? That if it's a gzera, if it's a din derabbanan, so we can have a Isur Maimon with a schach posel with derabbanan. If it's a gzera derabbanan, a gzera derabbanan of a sagamo, that's a gzera the gzera. He says exactly the reverse. If it's a gzera derabbanan, why? Because you may come to be misachek with something else, like, then what? Then that gzera and the gzera of Dover Amaymid, which is don't be a maimid, next you'll be misachek with it, is kula chod gzera. Bamish, the opposite distinction, exact opposite, the opposite of the minch shlomo and the hilchos chabachak. Bamish, the opposite, the opposite, and it goes further than that. Says not everyone agrees with what I'm saying. It's a whole paragraph. It goes off for the 1 o'clock later. The last paragraph on page Nun Aleph. The Magen Avraham says you cannot use Shivrei Kelim and the Taz. The Kuri Yaakov is making, as we saw. Shivrei Kelim is the Rabbanon. So it's a Gzera the Gzera. So we can make a Bishas of Torah. He thinks, depending on the two Terutzim and the Ritva, on the Avchav Aleph. This is all the stipler. Two Terutzim in the Ritva on Daf Chaf Aleph. Why? Thomas Chavila. He asked the Kasha to make the final some Chavilas. So your mom is a schach with the apostle of Sichuch. How can it be? Oh, here's the answer. Answer number one. Kulan Ksheres with Fanas of Mishnah. B'she'ein ha'schach omed samach b'hen but on Amudim. It's one teretz. We saw it in the Ran also. Inami, a second teretz. The kol she'ein yisur in the sachek elam adrabonon kigon chavilin lo gozu bo smicha ugzeru legzeri. As we saw, that gzeres chavilin and gzeres shivrei kelim are one kind. So by chavila, if you let them be sachek with it now, you're going to be misachek with it when munach shalosh shem sichu shalosh shem tzeil. Shivrei kelim is exactly the same thing. For the second teretz of the Ritva, lo gozul lahamid b'chavil lechor iho yodin lo gozul lahamid b'shivrei kelim, my time gufo of gzera l'gzera. Then he says the Trumas Hadeshen, quote in Shulchan Aruch Sifches. We saw la sovrim the osur lahamid b'davar mekabel tuma osur nami lahamid b'shivrei kelim. Why? He wants us. He says over there to be matir based on the rush. But those who ask would ask Lahamid even on Beloy Begadim. That's what the Truma Sadesh never called from yesterday. She on the ground, I was on that screen, is talking about Beloy Begadim and Shivrei Kelim. The same thing in the Sugat after Tzvav. Wow. Now we go back, Rabbi Osai, to the famous Kasha of the Magen Avraham that we saw yesterday. We saw it. Astira and the Mechama. His mom and mother was mom and us. Steer. And one of the questions, if you recall, he raised was Shpudin. Remember that question from Shpudin? How can you put it on the top of Shpudin? Shpudin is Mekabel Tuma. Or it's any world of Sachigbo. That's the question. Okay, if you remember, it's the question. The Schach Kosh is on the Shpudin. It's Mamed Mekabel Tuma. What did he answer? I'm quoting the word of our, we saw this yesterday. Came and lo hitiru lo echa elim came. Nosan schach kosher aleim. Lo gazrina and shiasaka bishbudim. Yeah. The same as Siftes. Let's take a look in the Magen Avraham. Let's take a look at what Siftes is. We'll see if the Magen Avraham's comparison is valid or invalid. Tafresh chav test sif test. Let's first say sif cotton test. That's why he asked the kasha from Shpudin. He gives an answer. If you recall, uvahachi mis yashavis is in. I'm in the Magen Avraham. Tafresh chav test sif cotton test. We read it, I think, twice already. Time for another chazara. Uvahachi mis yashavis mashakosav tzimet tafresh nami av sif ches. Af al pisha schach kosher nos na Shpudin kosher. Kevish v'tiyul elam kenos and schach kosher aleim. Lo gazvina shiyashavish kudim. Kemo shekosav sham siftes visivkotan zayin. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Let's take a look, Rabosai, in siftes and Mogen Avraham Sivkotan Zayin. That's the basis for it, Rabosai. Wow, 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 wow. Tough resh. What did I just say? Tough resh. Lamed Aleph Sifches. Take a look. Can we see? Tough resh Lamed Aleph Sifches. What does it say there? Sicha Mishpudin. Right? What's it in? You leave a little space to put Tzchach Kosher. You have Shalit Samtzen. But if you have a lot of Tzchach Kosher on top, Shesiv Arev, etc., then it's going to be good. Then it's going to be good. What happened to the Mamed? He said, Mamed, Rabbo. So what did he answer to the Mogen Avraham? You're forced to put Tzchach in between. That's why it's okay. Mogen Avraham, Zion. Zion, the right one? Zion. Yeah, what's in Zion? You remember this Rashi? Lochashin and Sheyeshiv Taras Tikos Abayis to Hutzruach LeFakpek Olita Lechod. Since you're forced to make some kind of a tikkun, you're not going to make a mistake. That's what the comparison of the Mogen Avraham here in Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Sivkot in Zion. If you look over here in Tov Reish Chav Tes, he tells you the Kashrim Shpudim. Look over there, Sivtes and Sivkot in Zion. Now Sivkot in Zion is what we just read. So this is not a simple answer, Rabbi Osayim. Not if he based himself on Rashi Daf Tetzvah, which we spoke about a few times. Not exactly the same, if you ask me. Why? The case of Sivtes, Rabbi Osayim. Look at Sivtes. What happens? There's already the whole surface area is there already. It's there. So now what? You want to be machshir it, you do some kind of action, you put something in between. That's going to indicate that you know what's going on. That's what the Mogen Avraham said in Sivkot in Zion. Lo chashin on sheshiv tachas tikos habayis to hutzruch lefakpek olit lechad indicates that he knows the halacha. So he knows the halacha. We don't have to be gozer. We don't have to be gozer. Fine. Rashi Sfarah. Here, Abosai, here, aside from the psul of Shpudin, there's another problem. There's no schach. There's no schach. There's no schach. You have no choice but to put schach there. Maybe he doesn't know that Shpudim apostle. So, this is all from the stipler. Maybe he doesn't know. So what he suggests? Well, he's very clever in this case. If it's this way, he puts it that way. If it's that way, he puts it this way. Oh, that indicates he knows what's going on. Oh, yeah, huh? I'm reading to you. Sarachian, lo damina siftes. This is the end of the piece, Simon Yuzayin and the Kilis Yaakov. Why? The Hasan Kfar Mesuchach v'yomei v'chol pulos of the fakpek olit lachad b'mentayim who levat la tikra no xeres tikra, as Rashi said, he knows the din. Aval hachag abishpudin v'levat psul the shpudin ho akati eino mesuchach. It's not tzilsa merubah yet. Uvechrechol of lasik besichach. So you know, maybe he doesn't know anything about a psul. I mishum shem medaktek lahaniach l'rocha v'lo l'orach. No, ulai zema shemitachi nechal etvei. She's sky maschach heitev. She nismech ala shpudin this way and this way. She's crisscross. Ulai devi amogan avram. The talinan shemashi niach lirocha v'mishum hadin dachi tzorech. Shabbos said, okay, even though one could attribute it just to convenience, one could have said that. One could have said that. Fine. Oh. So the answer, Rabbi Osai, is as follows. This is the last paragraph. Ah, well, the mashka saft because of a ritual b'tiras hasheni to call shepsul medrabbanim lo gozibo the shepsul mavayim shabo evshel yashiv mogen avraham's kasha. Why? Because the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayis. What are these shpudim? They're made from metal, right? That's what I always thought. A shpuz made from metal, correct? Isn't that obvious, made from metal? Not so obvious, Rav Moshe. Who knows where in Shas you have a shpuz that's not made from metal? Correct. God knows Shas. Sochim. If you use a metal shpuz, it's going to passel it because it's not sliyesh. It's sli because the matchas conducts. You have to use a wooden spit. Wow. The Beis Yosef says it's shalates. You and the Beis Yosef, Mam Sochim, for the spoon is shalates, made from wood. Ubi al yoraba, to mishamachi pasulin, l'sachek l'fi, shen mekablim tumim b'drabonon, demar shen rechovim k'tas, ki ein toisus af hei amun aleph. Did you see the toisus? Did we ever learn toisus hei amun aleph inside? And we did, no? Miskarto? It's on the Mark Mekomas, I'm pretty sure. Let's look a little bit, because either maybe you never saw it, or you forgot what we saw. I sort of forgot if we saw. So. I asked you just at the end of the Tosfos, no? About the very end of the Tosfos. V'hod the mashma, I think we did read it. The last seven lines. Big Tosfos of Hay. V'hod the mashma of b'chol duchto the pshute kliyetz afil the tumid rabbana leslu. Yeah. There's many rites. Many rites. Yeah. So, five lines worth of rites. He says, Kolhani, the last two lines, Kolhani lo damu lo daf shel nachtom, makla shadapin rechovin, v'roi lo niach aleyem dover, gozu aleyem de damu le beis kibul. That's Rashi, this is Masechta Menachos. It's damu le beis kibul. Since it's wide, Rabbi Osai, since it's wide, it's as if it has a receptacle. It doesn't really. Just wide, you can put things on it because it's wide, it's not going to fall off. That's what he explains over here. I'm reading again back to Kilas Yaakov, the very end. Look. Listen carefully, please. Huvabukura Yaakov, fine. Fikema shakol psula shpudin, ein alimadra bonon, sharper lo mifsi lahamad if you tear the chain of ritva, maimid the maimid. Not, I take it back, not maimid, right? I misspoke. It's a maimon and davar mekabel tumim mishum gzeir derabbanan. They never go to gzeir or the gzeir. That's what I wanted to say. I knew I wanted to say one, so say one twice. My mind slipped. I don't mean maimon. The maimon gzeir or the gzeir. Cup has to work, you know. Okay. Either Rambam says shpunish amach. The Rambam's in trouble. No, he's not in trouble. Why? The Rambam doesn't hold from davar maimon at all. Never heard of davar maimon in the Rambam. So the Stiber took care of all these problems, Rabbi Osai, Gevaldik. Atkan, I said a whole shiur today so far, half an hour, all from the stipler, Simon Yud Zayin, Oz Beis. Okay, so worthwhile, everything he says is Kodesh Kodoshim. I wanted to show it to you. Now, Rabbi Osai, we had this Bikur Yaakov, Sivkot and Yudal had this problem. I'm going to once again read to you from the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. I read it to you. Kuf Samach Aleph. Here's my typo. I'm sorry to bring the typo. Ay, ay, ay. Can I get on? Yeah, how do I do it? This? Is it?
No.
No.
I get it.
Oh, you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't, it's not on yet?
No.
Oh, you have the Chazon Ish. I hope to get to it today. We have almost an hour to get to it, but tomorrow is certainly Chazon Ish. If not today, and Sunday probably also Chazon Ish. So it's a lot of it's a very central source, and because he is the one who's Machem Maimon the Maimon. We already had an inference. Okay, and thank you very much. So I want to tell you the Rambam, and I apologize that there's a typo on the Maram Makomas. I wrote Perek Hay. Someone came out Paragimel, but it obviously couldn't be Paragimel, because Paragimel is what? Hilchos Shofar. I'm not, we make it to Hilchos Shofar next man. Next man, the opening sugar is going to be, coming attractions, Mitzvah Bo Baveira. That's number one of the test. We skipped it, if you recall, the Baron Toast, and it's all Sugar Daf Lamed, the Stone Bull of a Gozel next man. So that's what we start with that sugar. So there we're going to come to Ram Hilchos Shofar. But until then, no, it's just a typo. It was supposed to be Perek Hey. Watch. The Sarim Shemirach when I bought Tfachim Mesachim Ben Alpish Shem Shupim. Okay. Gzeres Tikra. Okay. Halacha Zayin. Maybe it's a typo after all. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. That's what I'm looking for in a second. Where's Shiva Kalim, Rabosai? Tetzvav and Mabase. We just had it. I think I'm at a little, maybe a little bit off. Tetzvav and Mabase. Shiva Kalim. Here we go. Gimel. Guess what? It really is a typo. What should it really be? Tezai. So it was a double typo. It was the wrong perek and the wrong halacha. So it's perek halacha tezai. Okay. Is this it? No. Excuse me. It's also wrong. Why can't I find this here? Let me try. I apologize. I'm not finding the right place. Give me a second. Shivrei Kalim. Oh, here it is. Hey. Shivrei Kalim is in Shulchan Aruch. Tav Reish Chav Tes Siv Beis. Okay. But where's the Rambam on this? You know what? I'm going to find this. I'm sure it's somewhere here. But we'll try this trick. Should work. Okay, this should work. Mm-hmm. Base. Okay. Nishbaru. Close to Gemara. Hmm. I don't see what a Rambam is. I'm sorry. No, where's the Rambam? Go back to the Rambam. Let's find it. It has to be somewhere here. Anyone know where it is, the Rambam? I don't have my Rambam in front of me. Oh, I found it. Took me a while. Here's Shivrei Kalim. Shivrei Kalim. Shivrei Kalim must be somewhere near here. There it is. Finally, I feel so bad. It's supposed to be Perek Hey Halacha Beis. V'chein, here it is. Imsicha b'Shivrei Kalim v'lo yosein psula. You know, Evelyn Masech the Kalim? Very complicated to know what Shiva Kalim. You make a hole this big, a hole that big. Very, very complicated. So that's exactly the point, Rabosai. Halacha Beis. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Halacha Beis. Okay. What does that mean? It's a gzeira. So according to the Rambam, Shivrei Kalim is a gzeira. So then, we should say it's a gzeira l'gzeira, right? But according to Rashi, Rashi's not a gzeira l'gzeira. No. According to Rashi, it's a din d'rabbanan. It's true that, it is true that Rashi did use the word gzeira. Rashi said, over here, he says, Kalim the Mekli Asu, gzeira b'rabbanan, etc., etc. But not because you're going to come to be Mesachar, Kalim Shalosh Shibru. No, that would be considered a gzeira. Here, it's a din derabanan. If it was once mekabel tuma, for our purposes, it's treated as if it's always mekabel tuma. Now, the Rambam, are the links? Okay. The Maaser Rokeach. Okay, watch. Watch this. He quotes Rashi. Rabosai, look at the Rashi. Because you see, there's more than one Rashi. What's below Kalim? Take a look on the Aftezai, where the Sugar continues. Eighth line. Sicha below Kalim, Psula. My below Kalim. Matlonish ein mem shalosh shal shalosh lo chaz lo anim lo la shirim. Okay, and what they bring a raya from what machzela shal shibu vishal gemi shirei apishet nifkasu mikishua ein mesachim bohem. Okay, says Rashi Rabosai. Look what Rashi says right over here and of tezayin amad aleph shirei konshen nifkasu v'nishtayer bo. Okay, says Rashi Vayter, Af al pi shepchusa achshav mikashir the tumma the tnan ma b'shishal shisha ein b'sachin hoval u'mikli ka'asu u'mitchitlasa ha'isa mekabelas tumma mishka zazav anida. It's still considered to be in that category. Says the Maaser Rokeach, Mashmid ha'isu b'shem sh'adayin lo poka shem tumah minayam b'drabonin miyo. Im kei min adinei masurim. Rabbeinu shekos of shem yisachek. Right? He's referring to a gzeira. So that's a critical question. Is it a gzeira or is it a din? The Mishnah Brura quoted Rashi's explanation in Sifkot and Ches. So that answered the Bikur Yaakov's kasha. This is not my genius. This is the Hilchos HaBechan. It all depends. I'll read it to you again. I'll read it to you inside. Let's read together. So he quotes the Maaser Rokeach, and he quotes Rashi and the Rambam. Fine. So far, so good. The Mishnah Brura quotes Rashi's reason, as we saw. Oh. He says like this. So Mishabur quotes Rashi's reason. Second, please. I'm not seeing what Beferish over here what I wanted to see, but you got the point that the machlokos in Rashi and the Rambam. So according to Rashi, it's not Gzeira L'Gzeira. According to Rambam, it would be Gzeira L'Gzeira. It's the Mishnah Brura quotes Shitas Rashi, so he's understand why it's Machmir by Shivrei Kalim. It's not Gzeira L'Gzeira. It's Gzeira Otu Adin D'Rabbanan. Right? According to the Rambam, it would be Gzeira L'Gzeira. That's what I'm not finding here, but that's presumably the answer. Okay. Now I come to the Chazanish. At least we'll begin it today, since we spent some time putting it on the board. We should at least begin this one. No. This one? I have to go up?
No. Go on
the here? Where am I going?
Back. E. Yeah. Bring the mouse up.
I hear. Press the wrong button. What?
What?
Where do I go?
Yeah.
Oh, it's sideways.
Yeah.
How do you turn it upside? How do you turn it? Ah, gewaltig. Okay. All right, let's go slow. Now, watch this. Let's just take it from the beginning, okay? Simen Tarkat Sivches. Lechabe Klunsos Asuka. Kosev Abogan Avro. is that kasha afila das a ramban varan de machmirin b'mamed d'davar kabotuma. Have you mamed a mamed because of a gra? He's not afraid to say to go against these people. The Mogan Avraham, the gra, I'd be scared to. Because of the truma sadesh and the hichshir mitam arush, they know no chosh and the mamed la ra divrei arashba means the ritva. Okay, that we saw that in the gra yesterday. Because of the mamed and bekundes and amita besach and agav and kosher b'shem the mamed the mamed says the chazanish for divreiem zal tmuim miod. What's going on? He said the Mogan Avraham and the gra are tmuim miod. He's like the giants of halacha. Why? That's true. What does he say? I'm with the following case. I have a mamid, so it's 2 inches thick. To say the top half, say that the top inch is the bottom inch is a mamid to the top inch, so it's a mamid to mamid. That's his argument ad absurdum. Everything can be divided into two. It's 1 inch divided half inches. That can't be called mamid to mamid. Therefore, he denies the whole concept of mamid to mamid. As although the Ramban seems to maybe be saying that, he doesn't mean that. All he means is that's meister karka ka'ovin. It's only it's not a support. It's considered the floor of the sukkah. We remember the sukkah of Avnei Nezer. The floor of the sukkah can't be no good because every sukkah stands on the earth. The whole earth. The earth is not royal the sichuch. We don't have floating sukkahs. Every sukkah stands ultimately on something which on something and something and something on the earth. So meister karka is mutter. There's no heter mamid to mamid. So he claims. And therefore, for Eno Inyan, the Mamara Klinsos, but Dabba Kabotuma. Shrek Klinsos, Hain Hain, Gamkin Schach, and on the Machakan and Aschach, the Mechsheva Tachta, Kimamid S. El Yon, Ulachis Ayam, Lo Nomar, Elabedofan, and Ispera Makabotuma, who was then Namidam Shemakabotuma, who Karka, Kimavu Beloshner Aban Varan. So far, you're so good. If they held that way, what's the pilpul? Well, mamed atfanos alamita. It's a mamed and mamed. So what's even the discussion? Should we head to gomer? I have to say, in b'sheilosam noktum ki'ilu mamad mamad nami posel mikong b'maskanosam. Right? They disagree. No, b'maskanosam havel lefarish tafilu b'schach gufa mamad mamad kosher sherekeinu midas chachomim lefarish chidish kazeh v'asher acha chidish zeh. Help! All right, let's go scroll up. Oh.
No, click and drag up.
Oh, this is already past my. Oh, almost at the end. Vacha acher chirish there ain't klal mokum lo din lifsol al tfaras and smelch al amita. Right, number one. In other words, he's saying, since in their question they seem to have assumed that there's no heter mamet the mamet. If they meant to answer there is a heter, they should have said so beferish. For the old. Oh, a new word over here. What's going on? I have a mamid, the mamid. So once, Rabbi Osai, what do I mean? A, B, and C. A, B, C. Okay? Says Chazanish. If B is leaning on A, B itself becomes possible. So don't call it a mamid, the mamid. Don't say C is a mamid, the mamid. Don't say that A is a mamad, the mamad of C. Just go on two steps. A is a mamad of B. B now becomes puzzle. And B is a mamad of C. Not. Ooh. You know what's going on, Chazanish? Makes no logical sense. The Chazanish is a logician.
Does a Meisakarka make no sense anymore either?
No, Ma'aseh Karka makes sense, he says. That's like the ground. You can't get it. It's a separate head. That's what he says.
But it's the same thing eventually.
No, so he said, everyone agrees it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Right, what's the word assuming? Leave it to Bach. So, but the nature of the Din D'Rabbanan is when they were able to be do the exam. Remember, didn't we see that in Avdenezer yesterday? And goes in Efshemish, Efshemish. It can't be goes on the floor. The floor that knows every single world will be possible by definition. And they can't do that. Possible. Again. The Chaver Nitzmach Alav, who Nitzmach Alav, Adam Apostles Chavo. Elevare Das Harishonim Zal. Now I go this way, this way. Yeah, hey, pretty good. Now this. Okay, 1 second. I'm not doing too bad. The Klunsos HaMismachin Al Dover Apostle the Sachabo for the Bedin of Hemid as Aschach Al Dover Mekabel Tumo. It's not a there's no such thing as Mamed the Mamed unless it's Ma'aseh Karka. You ever been to Bnei Brak? They use wooden pegs to put the Aschach together. No nails. I kid you not. Wooden pegs. I don't know. How sturdy can it be with wooden pegs? I guess as it holds up in Bnei Brak. Okay. Watch. Teda. Shei Ramban. When it comes to this a little bit later on, to show why this is not necessarily Mukhach. Pirish. Samach Sukkosi al Kroy Amita. Right? You saw the Gemara? Chafal Mabez. What is it? Hainu. Shehofach Amita u Kroy Alamala. He's assuming in Chazanish that I have a bed with four narrow, little poles, and I turn it upside down, and I put the tzchach on that. Says the Chazon Ish, wait a minute, I'm not a big architect, but I'll tell you one thing. You can't put all the tzchach on four little poles in four corners, it's all going to fall into the middle. What must happen? Elim Kane, yitin klonis mikera lekera. You have to be putting a beam from one corner to the other. Valaklunsus humisachech. And still, there's a discussion of what? Maimid. You see that Maimid and Maimid is considered one Maimid. No difference between one or two. That's his raya. We will see later on. We saw the picture. They have a picture book on Sukkah. I saw Kroy Amita in a picture. It was not four little poles. It was like they had, in some of those beds, you may have seen them. They have them in the, when they had them in some of the double deckers. We had in our house at one point in time, we had four double deckers. Oh my kids, everyone was in double deckers. One of the double deckers had the bed on the bottom and two walls, full walls. So if you were in the bed, you couldn't see in front of you, couldn't see behind you. And then the other thing was on top. That's what's called cryometers. There's no cloneness at all. So one of the pictures had that. So he's assuming it's only four little posts, and he's right, four little posts not going to hold the mischach. Which picture do you have in yours?
I have one of the three walls.
Oh, so the tziyuriha, what's that, Oz V'Hodah or something?
Yeah.
Right, Oz V'Hodah, they're like me. Do I have that in my Gemara? My pictures?
This is my
Torah. I saw the Oz V'Hodah, they have good pictures. They had also my picture. So I guess the same artist. I guess he was a very smart artist. He knew about the Chazon Ish's kasha. Picture my way. Why did he draw it that way? I wouldn't have drawn it that way. Okay, fine. The Rana v'Ritva Eviyu Midas Chasidus Shil Noag in Bizman Shaksalam Shal Avonim Lahamid Kundusin Eis Latfanas Mechalen Aschach. That we saw, right? We saw a little Chasidus. V'akocha Yonosim Klonus Mikundus to Kundus U'Mesachim Al Klonus. Okay. V'yemisa the Mesach Al Klonus Loich Baslon V'mashach Klonus Human B'davar Apostle Mesachik Bo Lam Lekulei Ai Who Needs Midas Chasidus Hala Also Al Klonus Shemeniach Al Kundus Yeniach Al Aksalim. Just put it straight there. Lachain. Okay. Lachain. Almost done. Lidi Dan. Sh'anu Noagin Lahachmir. Bidin Hamid Aschavad Abakabal Tuma. That's Rabban Varan. Ein Likvoa Klunsos B'masmerim. Don't put the boards which hold up the schach on top. Don't nail the boards into one another with nails. The boards can probably have pegs, wooden pegs connecting the boards on top, holding up the schach. Miu. Davka maklonsos en the smoke malakosel. El ha masmer, the nail, mishalvo el ha kosel. The nail is what knocks the beam into the wall. That's no good. Avo. In maklonis nismach ala kosel. The beam is fundamentally leaning on the wall, and the wall is no xeris on the walls, right? We saw. Umechasko b'masmer shelo yishamim b'mekoma b'shasavichas aschach olav. It's just going to use a nail just to keep it there. In other words, the beam is resting comfortably on the wall of the sukkah, which is not a problem, right? The wall is not a problem. And you want to make sure it's not going to slip. So you put in a nail when the schach olav shouldn't fall off. Less than bo. Kevin sh'omer b'lo masmer. That's not called a maimon. Now, is it called a davar mechazek? Remember when I told you that misread of the Maril? I don't know. For this moch haschach al kosel avonim on an organ head to kibash katzav aram. Fafilu im no sein chute barzel betoch ha kosel. Rabosai, you know when this comes up? In Hilchos Mikvos. Every mikvah was made with reinforced concrete. Anyone know what that means? You know what the words mean? I never knew what it meant until I got into the Bible's mikvah. No one knows what it even means. Concrete, you know, you put concrete in a, you know, you fill up a mold and you pour concrete, right? It's not going to last too long. They put in certain metal grid. I use that expression. The word frame is a bad word. Like metal, just imagine this metal go this way, it's kind of a grid. That keeps the concrete in place. Every mikvah is poured with reinforced concrete. When a mikvah can have no tumah. So all the mefarshim explain, that's not maimid. The concrete can be poured very well without the reinforcement. Just that later on, in 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, it's going to start to crack. You want to build a mikvah, lemanyam du yom rabbim should last until Mashiach comes. That's how you put reinforced concrete. That's where this whole thing comes up. The Chazish there talks about it in Hilchos Mikvos. Here again, it's no gay in Hilchos Sukkah. He says, even if you'll have reinforced concrete walls, chud ibab tok hakosa, lesson ba, kema she'ikir hakosa shal avonim afretit, gama barzel eno nira. Interesting, you can't see it, but once it won't hurt you. The gama kosa l'omer b'yatsa will stand by itself, and a barzel rak l'chadek shlo yipol, it shouldn't fall later on. So far, so good? Fine. Almost finished. I just want to finish it, and we'll come back to this, you know, later on. The mechamas cost of the osa sukoso beilon nami ain ba mishum mamid b'davar shen mesachin. Why? The ha'ilon mishamish karka. You ever see a treehouse? Very often, the trees have like what, you know, it goes like this, the tree, and you can mamish sit on the tree. That's the case. You build the sukkah is a treehouse. Just think of it as a treehouse. A treehouse with the floor of the treehouse is the tree. Maisa karka. On the Rashi, Shabbos kuf nun dal amid beis. Did I ask you to see that Gemara? Think it's on the Makara sheet? No? Okay. I thought so. Pirish? I don't know what's wrong with me. That's maybe... I have a copy of my Mara Makamas somewhere in here. I thought I put it on. Do I have a copy of Mara Makamas? Hold on. I don't carry around in the cars. Give me a second to look it up. Yes, I have it. Number nine. It's not here. Right, it's not here. Correct, it's not here. Am I right? It's not here. My curiosity, I wonder if it's in my Saviat. I gotta see. Helga Xavier. I thought I put it here. You know what? I didn't. Oh, that's here. It was left out by mistake. Xavier. Look, add it to your Mama Comas. Shabbos Kuftan Dalam and Beis. Some of the word Aceve until Shin Men Shmamino. I apologize, it's not here. It just got left out. Okay, Kai. No, it's here. It is here. End of the fourth line. You got this. See? Oh, it is here. Okay, so it is Baruch Hashem, it's here. Okay, you don't have to add it, it's here already. So he's, the Chazanish is making reference to that, to that Gemara. Okay, I'm losing things. Okay, yeah. Yes, Chach Nismach ala Ilan for Pirshu Tosa Sham the Efshal the first for Bezin Yonin. That's Ramban. Hakocha the first Ilan Kaka Suka. Avi Shlomo. There's another word. The Mechuba Lo Gazru Olav came and Domin Kosher. His last Nakuda. Remember we had the Balahito yesterday, and we saw it in the Shari Tshuva with the Barheitev. Remember that? The only goes in Mamad of Mekamu Tuma, not the Avi Hamechuba. That's a throwaway line. The last line, half a line in Chazanish. After we read the whole thing. We read through it. We're going to come back to this. It was just the first reading, Rabbi Osa. First reading. Yes, I have a question.
Just to clarify, if one has wooden walls, but just connects them with screws, the walls themselves, that's not a mind-to-mind problem, according to the Rabbanim.
Again, one more time. Screws connect the walls?
Screws connect the walls, yeah.
Pashas is the wall itself can be a Mekabel Tuma. So who cares if you put the walls together with screws? It's no worse than if the walls are made from metal, which is no problem.
The only problem is with the klunzos.
It's the klunzos, the board, I think so. So the pegs, you're right, they don't have to use pegs for everything. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, there's a sefer called the Orchos Rabbeinu. Orchos Rabbeinu. Have you heard of it? It's a biography of the Stipula, who was the Chazanish's brother-in-law, and was very loyal to his psuk. It says there, in Orchos Rabbeinu, Chelik Beis, if you have a sukkah made from pillars of wood, okay, it's permissible to tie those pillars of wood to a metal pipe because the wood itself is enough to hold up the sukkah. In fact, it's going to fall down. So if you put, it's a ladder, you're allowed to tie it to a metal pipe. That's what it says. Now, Rabbi Osai is a Shevet Halevi. Says something. He's also from Bnei Brak. A Vosna. Same chasta. Yes, sir.
If you tie the pole so that it won't. It would stand up by itself, but maybe it'll fall down. So you tie a fresh support to the wall, so then it'll pull.
I don't know. That's a good question. Which is Barlan?
Once this it falls, you can't use it anymore.
This E?
One, two over, two right.
This
two right, the other way.
Right. I don't know. See, every case can be a little bit different, right? Will it fall? Won't it fall? Let me show you Shevet Halevi. You also can again live in Bnei Brak. He has a tshuva about this. Chelik Tes. Chelik Tes. Let's see if this is the right one. Okay, here we are. All right, he calls the shtidah. He wants to say from Rashi's been a Torah. That's what the Bach said, right? What did Rashi say? Rov say it's only a gzeira. Okay, fine. Watch this. I have a shaila. The post will talk about the ladder. Remember the ladder, right? The ladder. Doesn't matter if the ladder's on top, ladder's on the bottom. Kosher mamiru gozu. Ravos is writing. He's writing over his thoughts on the sugya. And in Novach, I'm not sure. Okay, he's not sure. He's the god of the door. Chelik test already. He must be 90 something years old. He's not sure. So what are we going to do? He's not sure. All right. Im hodi osu gam bemunach al aschach hu bechol ofen o daf kedum et aschach munach alav di lav machzik zeh mekabotuma lo yaschach klal aber kshe aschach munach al asuka b'lav ochi v'asuka ksheir al pidin אשר מחשש רוחו וחזוקו וחיוצא בו מניח דבר מקבל תום על הסכך אין כאן מיימן כלל אלא כמונע של ייפוסל על ידי רוח. This thing on top is not holding up the סכך. You just want to prevent it from flying off in the wind. We should maybe discuss what kind of wind. What about a plain wind, the ruach shenu mitzuya? We'll come to that. Right? Certainly according to Rashi. What did Rashi say? Maimed kilu sicha edezeh lo shayach zeh v'santap. It was by the mikveh. I thought it was connected to the mikveh. Mikvah, right? Monea. That's not called Havayosa, the Mekabel Tumah. Something very similar to Hichlus Mikvahs right now. Don't know. So he says, Chasam Sofer says, what did Tosu say? Sadn Monea Psulas Chachatzmo. Sefer Hayoshav in the Tamatz with Simon Shin Samach Dalid. Watch. The cave and the Beli Hasad and Yeacham Samruba Mitzilsai, the Yibush Achamo. Im came Postle Mitam Maimid, Bedover Makabel Tuma, Afishurak Monea. So you see from that Chasam Sofer that that's a problem. That's a problem. That is a problem, Rabosai. Let's see. Akati tzorach levar. Tim Kane, my time of pligi b'zal maroi, chofal mebeis, im islan tam ad imam b'kabotuma. Kenem ad tam, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah by Sadin. It's a Mishnah. I'm wrong, Kenem, about a Mishnah. Alkein oleinu l'chalik. Tishani hai de Sadin. The mekabel tuma sheosa schach atzmo, the lule hasadin lo yishar schach. So this making the schach, but sovech sukosu bekray amita, ain't a schach tzorech lekray amita, elachziko olav, habei tzilosmu gam belavochi. What is he saying over here, Rabosa? What is he saying? Can you explain this? I want you to read these three lines 5 times. What exactly does he mean? What do these 3 lines mean? What I think he means? I think he means it's false. In the case of the Sadin, if the Sadin's not there, the schach will totally disappear. It will shrivel in the sun. Here, I mean, it sounds funny. If you took away the legs of the bed, the schach will still be there. You know what it's going to be? On the floor. But it won't disappear. That's, how else do you read this? What are you saying over here? Look. Somos chal, ein haschach tzor l'krayamita, el achzik olav, means it shouldn't fall to the floor. It will be tzils the ruv mechamas on the floor. No, if you take away the pole, it's gonna, yeah.
Is it possible he's saying that just because Rabbi Yehuda's a kimta there is that if the sudden is mashlin for the sun, then it's a problem. So could we say that he's saying here that the karamita are just masochim, like Rabbi's saying, to keep it up, but it's not creating any tail.
Right.
As opposed to sudden, which is creating tail.
Correct. It's creating tail. The question is, do you have enough tail without that or not? He's not discussing that directly. He says, Luli Asad lo Yeshar Aschach at all. It's going to shrivel up. Even though they have Tzilstim, it wouldn't be work because without the side, it's going to shrivel up. That's why I understood it. This is a funny Svara, no? A funny Svara. So what's going to come if he's right? If he's right. 3 dragons. Sadin, everyone agrees, Absul Maimid, everyone agrees to that. Kroya Mita, Zemachlekis, Mechosh Achila. Shlishi, Schach Mitzad Atzma, Ha'alocha. V'chein omen al davar muter elim noash lo yavo ruach chayotzim mesim even chayotzbo b'ho vare sheach svaros chasam sova t'moin chashash. Even is anyway muter, right? You don't make a gzeir of maimon in this case. Everyone knows it. V'shar dvarim l'achon chatchila. It's possible. And you want to use glue? It's also possible. You can't be misachar with glue. That's Rashi Shita, no Pastak Rashi, and he signs his name. Wow. Wow. It seems to me, this was according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, if not for the din of Maimit, even if the Schach Posel Rabosai is what? Is Tzilsa Ruba Mechamsa? Would be good anyway. I mean, every side is still some Rabbi Chamsa. One reason it's no good is why? Because of this svara of maimit, super maimit we'll call it. Super maimit. And without that, the schach will disappear. This super maimit, There's plain maimed, and there's what we call mechazek. The super maimed is a sad, plain maimed is koyamita, and the mechazek is the thing on top. Okay, this is what the Shevel has three different categories. Fine. So too, remember the Truma Sedeshim we saw yesterday, a tremendous Chiddush, Simon Sadi Aleph, that if it makes its own sale, then it's a psul maimed. Why? Then it's considered like part of the Sichuch. We thought that's a brand new din. That this, consider the Sadin as if it's making the majority of the sale. Not the regular din of maimed, it's a brand new din. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, it's impossible to passel someone who is tying the schach or the string based upon this. Because there, the sadin in effect is the schach. Oh. I have a great sefer called the Shalmei Todah, which is very, very important. I brought it in special. I made a brief allusion to it before. What kind of wind are we talking about over here? He goes to you put it on the top, so it shouldn't blow off in the wind. What wind? A regular wind? You hear on the radio sometimes. You know, the wind coming at 20 miles an hour. Is that average, would you say? What's the average wind in New York City? 20 miles an hour. You know what you call that in Hebrew? Ruach Metsuya. You frame that for Ruach Metsuya? I have you this, again, the Shalmei Todah Simon Chavav. That's the symbol we keep learning about. Simon Chavav, all about Maimed. He has over here, what we'll call Os Dalet. Os Dalet. On page Shin Lamed Vav. Whoa. Tulmem. Whoa. 4.5 pages on this topic. Okay? Watch. Watch. Listen carefully. Bimkoma Shesh Ruchos Chazakos. Chicago's a windy city? What's the average wind in Chicago?
I think almost like 20 miles.
Only 20? So what's it called a windy city for? Okay. I don't know. Lose his reputation. Okay. Ukadesh lo yipol aschach al yidei adi ruach meniach al aschach koro v'koveh masmer b'tzidei akoro u'mechabu l'sukah. You put a beam, you knock the beam into the wall with nails. U'motzu yadover etzal osam adorom l'mal b'mkomas p'suchim. I think it means on the roof. You put aschach on the roof. On the roof. Always stronger winds on the roof. I was at a sukkah on the top of the White Hall. Anybody see the White Hall in Riverdale? Never saw the building? I can't tell how many floors it is. You probably could Google this. I think it's 30-something floors. You know, it's a white building. It's all the bricks are made from white. It's called the White Hall. There's a family that has a sukkah on the roof of the White Hall. The wind there is crazy. And let's not forget, it's right near the river. It's right near the Hudson River. From the White Hall, which is on Independence Avenue, the back of it, until the Hudson River, there are no buildings. There's a park across the street, right? That leads you down to the park going down to the river. There's nothing break the wind. You're 30 floors high and right by exposed to a river. Hey, there's a wind up there. I was up there. They wanted me to check the sukkah out. There was a wind up there. Whoa. For roads on the etc. Sarachin is a kosher. Why? He quotes the Torah of Bezim and Aleph. You take nails, sukkah psulim and Torah. Why? It has to be aroi. Here too. You put the schach with a nail, knock on the beam into the wall, maybe it's considered to be keva. What's the difference if the nails go into the schach itself or into the beam that's on top of the schach and holds it there? Should be considered to be keva. Unbelievable. Psul d'oraisa. That's how he starts off. Unbelievable. What about if you use ropes? Mr. Bruce is make lechatchila should be careful, right? Question of maimid. If you have no alternative, you can use it. Now, they have zikunim. Hasumi plastic. Fekoshin behemis haschach bekarshi asuka. They tie the schach to the beam with plastic. Zelo, what? Zelo dava makabel tuma. The ain't zegi kli. It's not a kli. It's just a what would you call it? A fastener, something like that. Not a kabel tumah, but it's ein gidula min haaretz who possible sachik bo. Maybe you should be careful. Then he has the following. Here's the main part of his discussion. We're about to say, everyone look in Tov Reish Chav Ches Sif Beis. We learned this a while ago. You may remember it. Tov Reish Chav Ches Sif Beis. Testing your memory. Tov Reish Chav Ches Sif Beis. Ha'osa Sukosa Barosha Agola Barosha Sfina Im Eini Yechol Olama Baruch Matur Di'abosha Psula. Right? It all depends on the Ruach Matzur Shabia Basha. That's what's critical, right? Bia Basha. Well, where's the Sukkah? Where's the Sukkah? Where's the Sukkah? So if you look a little bit further in the Shulchan Aruch, Yechol Olama Baruch Matzur Di'a Basha. I feel him any whole lamb and rule with the yam. Shayra, Mishabu Yudalid, Takoponim, Michaldira, Saroy, Lonafka, Vafilu Bishah, Sholeka Salayam. We learned this. It can't stand in the Ruch Matusha Bayam. Yeah, but as long as it stands, it's gonna, as long as it stands, it stands. He quotes this over here. Watch this. Oh. He says, Rosh HaSfina. What's mean Rosh HaSfina? Rosh HaSfina Yud Aleph. Hu Mokom Govo Shal Sfina V'Govo Ma'od V'Ruach Sholeh Shom V'Okrosa. On both sides, the top of the, what does he mean? What's that called? They have a boat and there's a, the top is where the pilot looks, you know, the
crow's nest.
Crow's nest. So up there, the wind is furious. I remember seeing the movies when I was a kid, those winds there in the World War II movies, no? The wind's gone crazy there. Those, whoa, man, right? That's what's called Rosh HaSfina. Mr. Bruno knew about these, I guess. Okay? He says, when we call Makom Lo Arminon came and Shlok Shara Bechosek Kolkap, I feel a dear Sarah Lo Havi. From the Ruach Matsuya the Yam, who can Ruach Shane Matsuya be Abasha. The came and Shechol Alam and Ruach Matsuya the Abasha, Al Koponim, Michal Dira Sarah Lo Nafka, I feel a bit Shosh Aldegas on the Yam. We just saw it. It's a Machlokos Atanoim. And Af Chav Gimel and Alf, he passed his kosher. Kosher, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud. The Rosh Hagola, after Metatla Velo Kabir, Alken Asokrim Yichol Nasa Suka Bagola Shalahem Shekoin Bindel Baidel Uvel Vat. Watch this now. She Betocha Yitvach, of course. Sorch Shik Sherena Shem Bechozek Shete Yichol Olama Beruach Metzuya. What? Baoretz. It's now up on the top of a wagon. But as long as it's tied down, it's strong enough to withstand the wind on the ground, it's good enough. No matter how high the wagon is. Oh. So those who are living on the top of the white hole and then the penthouse there in the very top, and they didn't tie it, they can't stand the Ruach Zeilu. First of all, they're crazy if they didn't do it. They get to kill somebody. I told them, you have to tie it down max. If this falls off, let's 30 feet in someone, 30 floors in someone's head, he won't live. Can you imagine Chalil of Achas, Chas of Shom, the terrible loss of life and the terrible Chil Hashem, a sukkah fell down and killed somebody from the top of the roof? I can't take that Achras on my shoulders. No way. So you have to tie it down, Mamas, you can't budge nothing. I'm still a little bit nervous, but they didn't ask me that child. I was told to make the sukkah somewhere else, but they didn't ask me that child. Okay. If it could handle the wind on the ground floor, it's kosher on the roof. Now, watch this. Umayata. Page Shin Lamed Ches. This is background. This is the background. Oh. Watch this now. Yeshu Stabik. The Efshar. The Inyan Dina Demai Menasach Vodavra Mekabotumah. Nami Azina Basu Ruach Matur Sheba Oretz. Now they're discussing the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. They're not doing Maimed. Not doing Maimed at all. Has to be, it should be at the U.S. Aroy, and shouldn't be something which is going to collapse right away. But now we're discussing from the perspective of Maimed. And the question now, the open question is, are the same criteria employed? Which means, don't worry about it here, worry about the 30 flies down. Or maybe not. Maimed depends on the Metzius Basher Husham. That's a child. Kevashim Yeh Ba'aretz Afilim Yikshir Sashach B'davash Apostol Sachabo Ain't the Maimon Sashach. Why? Shebelo Akshira Nami Yamin Sashach B'Komo Lo Yipol Ay Deh Ruach Yeh Im Kain Afim Asuka Omedes Lamala B'Moko Shemotzi Ruach Azoka V'Koshir Sashach B'davash Apostol Sachabo Nami Ain Zen Nashot Maimon Shemdaz Lina Basar Ruach Sheba'aretz. Should we say that? And if we equate the getter of Maimon with the getter of the Shulchan Aruch Tafresh of Chesed Beis, coming from a totally different point of view, it should be at least to be a Diras Aroi, not going to be something collapsible. Oh, we should know. The Daf Galin and Shame Diras Aroi Amrinon. The Kol Shir Kol Olam and Beruach Matur Sheva Oret Chashiv is Diras Aroi Kol Ponim. Av Sheni Kol Olam and Beruach Matur Sheva Lamala. Alinya Dav Shame Maimid Bedavim Kabel Tuma Kol Sheva Oso Mokom Ein Aschach Omer Miaso Ela Yadei Adav Amamido. He's not sure. I like that. Not sure. Then he starts talking about something which is quite amazing. Watch this. What will happen if there are walls around the whole sukkah area, the wind can't get in? There are courtyards, I suppose. You ever see these fancy buildings have courtyards all around them? There's no wind. Nothing. Will that be of help over here? Would it help to be machshir the finals which are wobbly? Absolutely not. Give a look in Tav Reish Lamed, Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Mem Ches. You should remember this. The Magen Avraham against Halachas Ketanis. Here we go. Sif Yud. Then it's going to be good. Mem Ches Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Afilu, the three lines from the bottom. Afilu omedes bebayis she'ein shem ruach klal lo chashiv mechitzo. Who said so? Mogan Avram, the local lochos tanis kon behetev. So the wall on the outside won't help to be machshir this inner wall. The inner wall has to stand on its own 2 feet, as if there'd be no walls around it. That's with respect to what? It should be considered the Diras Aroi at least. With respect to Maimid, Fakert, it's going to be a kula. What was a chumah on the 30th floor of a building? We don't measure with the downstairs, measure the upstairs. It'd be a kula when it comes to a house, if there'd be on the 30th, wherever it would be, but the walls, say it's on the 30th floor, and it would blow over like crazy. But fortunately, they built a 20-foot high wall on top of the 30th floor. So no wind comes there at all. Nothing. So then maybe it would work. Even though it wouldn't work in Hilchos Mechitza V'Diras Aroi. It works in both directions. More than that, Rabbi has this unbelievable comparison. This is mind-boggling. Look what he says. A maimed is only something which does what? I make it stand, and if it not for me, it wouldn't stand at all. What will happen in the following situation? Watch this. He quotes, this is where the funny comparison. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish, Ayin Zayin. Did I put this on the Marma Kums? I doubt it. Yes or no?
No.
I doubt it.
That's
like Shabbos. Nah, Shabbos. Reish, Ayin Zayin, Siv Beis. Reish, Ayin Zayin, Siv Beis. Wow. What's there? Reish, Ayin Zayin, Siv Beis. What happens? In my Adelis Pesuach, Negan Amadura. There's a crackling fireplace, you know, oh, beautiful fireplace, gavaldik. For ruach menashev gorim lahavir amadur yoser, right? Am I correct? Wind makes fires get higher, correct? That's still true?
Yeah.
Okay. Mutu lizgar adeles, ain't no mishim mechaber. You're allowed to close the door. But if you close the door, what's going to happen? The fire will get lower. Why the mechaber? Mishabu explains. Ain't also klum. Ela otzer ruach. What do? I just close the door, the wind doesn't come in, and if it goes out, it goes out, because down it goes down. Umavur. The pu'ulas mini'ah. What's the word for mini'ah in English? No? Prevention. Prevention, right? Eina nechsheves kasiya b'pol. If I prevent the wind from coming in, I did not as if I lowered the fire. Maybe over here too. By putting nails and beams on the side, what here too? Misaratzma with schach would stay. He's preventing it by tying it on the side. Not considered to be a maimon at all. Then offer the mishnah brurah if I cared. Look up quickly, Rebbe. We have to finish. Tov reish chov tes. Rabosai. Siv katan chovov. I read this to you yesterday. What does it say there? Siv katan chovov. The end. Enochinami. The likshar aschach atzmo beklunsos bachavolim royally zor lechatchila kevesh kosher haschach atzmo b'davim mekabel tumah. No, here it's also only preventing it from what? From falling off or something. No, he says different. Ze'ayri heichash aschach mitzad atzmo inyocholamod afile below ruach nami lo yame below bachavolim. It's going to collapse of its own. Even without any wind. Should we say that? But maybe not. But you gotta love the sefer. He keeps going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Efshar the davke heches also mechit svivus hasukah umonei ameruach legami milagil eschach zedom lesogwa sadelas b'shabbes kenegan amadura. Right, that's 20 feet away from the fireplace. Those walls are 20 feet away from the place where the sukkah is found. That's going to be called kei. Mini of lo asiya. Not called ma'am kabatumah. Aval hecha sharuach magia b'pol l'mokom aschach. V'no shavis b'tzili aschach. Rabo said, the wind is blowing all over the sukkah. Ein aschach yochol l'amod ele b'adei adover apostol hamamido b'machzik o shlo yipol ade ruach. Maybe, that's not only a miniya. It's called a ma'amid mamish. Why? It's a ruach b'pol. And this is what's stopping it. It's asiyah mamash, not a minyan. It's called a maimon. If that's the case, the Mishnah Berurah is kipshuto. You can't tie with the schach with ropes, even in a situation in which they would have stood out, they would have stood by themselves. Shevet Alevi, this topic minyan zeh. Didn't we see it? It's on the board. This is the Shevet Alevi suffix. The came in the schach b'lumut chabalachi ala sukkah mechshash ruchos chazakos minyach davar mechav tuma al schach. Epsher ain't come out of the cloud of Monaz like possibly the Ruch Yotzibo. Yeah. Maybe they went. Well, the soft masik, what's the bottom line over here? The Chatchila Lemnom is Epsher. Let's put a rock. Why is a rock good? Because my rock's never made a Xero. Okay. I both say we're out of time. Mr. Shem, tomorrow, we'll have to talk about the parasha a little bit, that's for sure. But I want to. Begin tomorrow Shia once again going back to the old Magan Avraham with the pre-Megadim all the Mamakomas that you have, the Chazanish a little bit. See how to.